This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you. Let's kick it off with Brandy. Hi, Brandy.
Good evening.
How can I help, darling?
Thank you for doing your show, first of all. I have several things going on. Since May 3rd, my stress level has been up pretty high since I started doing a coding class. But I'm having severe problem with trying to keep my blood sugar down and get the weight. It seems like I'm continuously gaining weight instead of losing.
Okay, so you're under a lot of stress, and you're starting to gain weight instead of losing it. And have you been to your doctor and had some blood work done? Have you been diagnosed with anything?
They diagnosed me as a diabetic. That's been probably like a couple of years ago. But last year, I ended up starting taking medicine for it, and I'm having a hard time because one of the medication that they put me on, I was gaining weight, so I got off of that. Now they have me on metformin, and I'm supposed to be taking it three times a day, and then they gave me glyceride, and I can't deal with all these medicines, and so I'm supposed to be taking it three times a day. I take it once a day.
Okay.
So, and I'm just trying to get back off of it.
Well, the first thing, you realize this, that being diagnosed with diabetes type 2, that you can get out of that one. You don't have to be stuck with it. It's not once a diabetic, always a diabetic, unless you're dealing with type 1. That's a different animal. So,
okay.
Type 2 diabetes, I mean, how much weight do you need to lose?
I am at 250, so pretty much like 100 pounds, to be honest with you.
That's good. Good. At least we have a goal. And now, as long as you have a goal and you have somewhere to work toward, I mean, that's the key. Type 2 diabetes is a real challenge, and the good news is that it's a lifestyle related health challenge, which means that usually we lifestyle our way in, meaning you've been eating a certain way for a long period of time, and that's put you in the spot that you're in right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Somewhat. Probably the past year, because I've been off work since like March last year, I came out needing knee replacement. And so I didn't end up getting a knee replacement because I ended up having a ruptured disc in the back. So it was just like a couple of problems right behind each other. And so
Is it the knee? Hold on a minute. We're talking about knee replacement. I'm talking about the foods that you've been eating over the last several years that made you be 100 pounds overweight.
No, I was saying I don't think it's the food, because I'm trying to end up gaining more weight, probably like a good 20-something pounds last year, because I wasn't able to do a lot of walking and like I was supposed to have been doing.
But there was another 80 pounds that had nothing to do with that, right?
Somewhat. And why I say that, because I've had the knee problems for probably like the last 5 years, so.
Okay.
And so the exercise from the swimming and all the different things I used to do, I don't do them as much as I used to because of the knee problem.
What did you weigh? What is your age right now?
56.
What did you weigh when you were 25?
Probably about 130.
Okay. And what do you weigh now?
250.
Okay.
Ever since I had a hysterectomy, I've had a serious problem with trying to keep weight off.
I understand. Hormones can play a role. They can. When estrogen or estrone gets a little bit more elevated, then it can cause you to hold on to a little bit more body fat. That's true. When you eat processed foods over a long period of time, like give me an example of what you eat right now on a regular basis, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, I don't have a set, like, for us eating certain cereals and stuff like that. I get up and make baked fish or stir-fry some vegetables. Like this morning, I stir-fried vegetables.
Is that what you've been eating? Is that what you've been eating for about the last couple of years when you really started gaining the weight, or did you change that recently?
Well, I've been not like doing fish and stuff for like years because I don't eat red meat.
Okay. Well, if you've been eating that way for years and you've been eating vegetables and fish, then what I'd recommend that you do, because it sounds to me like you've been eating really, really well. So to gain that much weight, there's got to be some major hormone issues going on. And typically when somebody eats a really, really clean diet, such as fish, and they don't eat any processed foods, and they stay away from the bread and the pasta, they stay away from sugars, and you just feel like you're eating perfect, and you don't know why in the world you're gaining the weight. And granted, you might be unable to exercise like you really need to, such as having knee problems or any type of lower back issues where the pain is there to the point where it feels like you just can't do the rigorous exercise that you would like to do, then I always want to go to the hormones. So I'd go to your physician, and I would go in, and I would have them run several tests. I'd have them look at your thyroid all the way around, have them look at your pituitary gland, have them look at all three estrogens, because there's three main estrogens. There's estrone, estradiol, and estriol. All three of those play a role, and one can be high, one can be low, but they all cause excess body weight to form. And really, when you're just sitting back going, you know, I feel like I'm doing everything right, but I'm getting to the place where I don't know why the weight's coming on me right now. Well, usually it comes down to hormones. And so that's why we get that done. I have a full test done, full panel, and let the physician kind of look at your hormone levels, see where they are, and come up with a game plan. I really think that's your best route to go at this point, because it sounds like the eating is really good. But one thing to add into your diet to make sure the hormones are working right are fats. The healthy fats, omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, such as almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, and that sort of thing, is a real key to keep your body balanced. Because a lot of people think fat's going to make them fat, especially when they're overweight, and so they steer clear of it. But if you stay away from fats, the body can't actually make the steroid hormones itself. If you keep the fats too low, it just can't make it. And so it puts you in a negative situation where your body can't begin dropping the weight. So eating fat actually makes you lose body fat. It's pretty amazing. But you want to have them analyze the pituitary gland, because it's the master gland of the body. It's a little gland in the brain, and it controls all of our other hormone systems, even hormone systems that can help you lose weight. So that's what I would look into first.
Actually, in March, about 3 months ago, he began presenting with certain symptoms. They started off with a blinking of his eyes, and then he contracted strep, and of course his parents put him on a round of antibiotics. I think it's about a 10-day round, and afterwards he began to express some other things, like the shrugging of the shoulders. Sometimes a leg would jerk, you know, and this would happen, not constantly, but at random times.
And start changing. I tell you what, hold tight on that thought, and we'll get into this going to the commercial break. So as these symptoms progress, it's sounding like Tourette syndrome. And so we're going to talk about that when we come into this commercial break. It's something that a lot of young people are being diagnosed with, and it's becoming increasingly more, and we'll get into that in just a moment.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show, this Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time. Going to the break, talking with Mike, and Mike's been dealing with some issues with his grandson. Mike, why don't you kind of recap a little bit? Started out with some, when he was born, 3 weeks mature, I believe, premature.
Three months premature.
Go ahead and recap for us.
Okay, he was born 3 months premature, and basically it's been pretty normal, but about 3 months ago began to start blinking the eyes pretty hard, you know, and obviously more than normal. And right about that time he contracted strep and was put on about a 10-day regimen of antibiotics. And after that, he seemed to pick up the real strong shrugging of the shoulders, and just observing him, occasionally one of his legs would jerk up to when his shoulders did. It's an intermittent, it doesn't happen all the time, and I've tried to find a correlation between, you know, is it during activity or a certain food or anything, and we haven't been able to ascertain anything like that.
Right.
We did contact, my daughter did write and give a very long detailed history and account of the child and everything to a specialist, one of the best specialists on that in the country, and his response was, we thought Tourette's too, because so many of the symptoms coincide with it, but he seemed to think it wasn't Tourette's, that it was an autoimmune situation, which left me totally in the dark. I just wondered what your opinion. He's not doing it. He did do some grimacing, you know, when somebody corrects him or something, he would really scowl his face. I know that's another Tourette's in him, but he is not doing any of the verbal Tourette's symptoms at this point. So this has all happened in the last 3 months.
So the symptoms have really kicked in, you're saying, in the last 3 months, right?
Yeah, like I said, about the time that he got the strep, and I have read that there's been some correlation between Tourette's and strep, but I don't even know if it's Tourette's now after this specialist. He's saying he may think it's an autoimmune situation, so just wondered what your thoughts are.
Well, anytime you're dealing with these type of symptoms, it's what they call a neurological degenerative disease. And it's just where the neurological system begins to break down for whatever reason. Now, it could be autoimmune, which means the body's attacking itself, similar to, say, a multiple sclerosis, where the nervous system gets attacked by the immune system.
Sure.
The killer T cells and whatnot that we have, the T helper cells go in and they think something's wrong, like the immune system, or I'm sorry, like the nervous system is doing something wrong and it tries to attack it.
Right.
And that could be what's going on, no doubt about it. The only way, there's several blood tests you can do and check on autoimmune. They actually run tests to check on the T helper cells. You can get that done if you want to go to your primary care physician. Did this specialist that you spoke with, is there a possibility to go see them to have an office visit?
My daughter, doing research on the Internet, found out this doc, I think he's in California, who was actually just recognized for Tourette's and stuff. And so she sent a personal email and gave detail from when she was pregnant, the fact that the mother was actually 3 months pregnant too, and my daughter was a preemie, and then he was a preemie, and then gave basically his history and everything that had happened, and looking at all of the evidence, this guy says, well, I don't really think this is Tourette's, but you know, he's expressing an awful lot of Tourette's syndrome.
He is a lot, showing a lot of that. Now, what about physicians here that you've been to? Have you been to?
Yeah, she actually had, I think she's got an appointment that she couldn't get one for a couple of weeks. But at first, I guess she was trying to hope that it was just an intermittent thing. You know, kids pick up a little annoying tick or something, and then it kind of goes away. But when it went from the blinking, they went to the eye doctor. The eye doctor gave them drops, you know, for the eyes. And then she
right.
went out. Allergy specialist, and they did all the allergy testing and didn't find very much that he was allergic to or anything, you know. And so they've been exploring different avenues. They thought the blinking of the eyes was because maybe his eyes were bothering, you know, but then it became apparent it got stronger. The blinking got more intense. And then when the shoulder shrugging started appearing, that's when we started getting really concerned, because it appeared to be involuntary thing, you know, just happening.
No, it definitely, those are all symptoms, I mean, strong symptoms of Tourette's. They really are.
Do we know the etiology of Tourette's? Or is, I mean, do you know how to approach it?
Well, it's a lot of unknowns. A lot of unknowns. And it's genetic. Strong genetic link. So we do know that. But I would encourage you, I mean, she has an appointment with her primary care or her pediatrician.
Yes.
All right, it needs to go from the pediatrician. They're going to go directly to the neurologist, guaranteed.
Okay.
All right, that's going to be your pathway to the specialist. And I think it's smart. I think you need to go and get a full evaluation and have the best neurologist you can get, someone that you trust, someone that your pediatrician really trusts, and have them really look into it and check, because the symptoms are all pointing that way.
You don't feel there's any connection with the strep and the antibiotics?
Oh, there could be. Could be. But at this point in time, rather than, you know, speculation,
yeah,
I think one of the best things to do, because see, they're gonna go in, they're gonna do some tests and they're gonna check on some things, and there's some certain tests they can run. Until we get those tests run and get the results back, if you want, and I would like that, either email me and call me back here on the show, but I can tell you just by what you've told me right there, that it's definitely leaning that way. Even though this other guy, I know I'm sure he's got great opinions and great thoughts and whatnot, but I really, the symptoms are all leaning that direction. And I really believe that you need to go see the pediatrician, go to the neurologist, and then let them kind of make a decision from there. Because autoimmune, yeah, we're seeing more autoimmune than ever now, and I think it's because, well, there's a host of reasons for that, but could there be an autoimmune reason for this? It could. I'm not going to rule that out and say that there's no way, but there's a possibility. But I think we need to get an opinion and let the test be done and then come up with a game plan from there. But you want to do right now everything you can to support his nervous system. I would start with a simple thing like cod liver oil to support the overall nervous system. 888-283-7272.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit accidentcenterusa.com. That's accidentcenterusa.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to accidentcenterusa.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Your health really is your greatest wealth. What are you doing right now to make a difference with it? What kind of choices are you making? If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. The body changes every single day, but you have to be willing to make the changes. No one else can take responsibility for your health but you. The doctors can't. Friends, your family members, your coworkers, no one can take responsibility for your health but you. And that's what we're going to help you do here on the show. We want to be a opinion for you, a place to lay your head, a place where you can get answers, common sense answers for common sense health questions. That's what the show is all about. So if you know somebody, maybe you're going through something, or you know someone, a friend, a family member, a coworker that's really struggling with their health, and you want to get some answers to them, let's talk about it right here on the show. Just call 888-283-7272, or you can go to Facebook at Dr. Asa, or go to our website, drasa.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show or answer it in private if you need me to. Let's go to Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi there.
Welcome. How can I help?
Our grandson, Malachi, is 4 years old. And okay. In March, he was diagnosed with childhood seizures. And the doctor said, a pediatrician said, he may grow out of it. He was having about 20 seizures a day.
They
tried the first medication. He had a reaction to that. And they tried a second medication, and he's had a reaction to that. He's off the medications now, big mood swing. They were asked to get a second opinion, and by the grace of God, we were hearing your show last night on our way home from Tullahoma, visiting with them, and just wondered if you were familiar with childhood seizures, and we've been into national
things. We see them all the time clinically.
Okay, so I've got my pen and paper here, Granny. Granny's is here writing, and Grandpa's right beside me.
Oh my goodness. Well, let's talk about it for just a moment. Now, when you're dealing with seizures, there's what are called neurotransmitters or brain chemicals. And there's four main brain chemicals that we look at in the body that can throw a child into a seizure. You've got acetylcholine, dopamine, then you've got GABA and serotonin. Those are the main brain chemicals that we have to look at. Well, typically with seizures, you're looking at GABA. And GABA, it means GABA or gamma amino butyric acid is exactly what it means. Now, this is the one, normally I would be telling you all the foods that you need to eat to help stabilize a neurotransmitter or a brain chemical. But when you're dealing with GABA, there are certain things you want to do actually to avoid, certain foods to avoid that will keep him from going into a seizure. And these foods will keep the GABA levels stabilized within the body. And that's where you want to go. So let me give you a list. Since you've got your pen and paper, write this list down. These are the foods that he needs to avoid and not have in his diet. And there's going to be a lot of things he's probably eating on a regular basis. So here we go. He needs to avoid peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oats, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So those foods are foods that he needs to avoid on a regular basis. Now, it may seem like a lot, but it's not really. I mean, just because he can't have certain nuts, there's about 10 different other kind of nuts he can have. Even though he can't have salmon, there's a ton of other fish he can have. So you just have to modify the diet based around that. Supplements that are real beneficial and helping in this area, vitamin B6. There's a version of vitamin B6 called pyridoxal 5-phosphate, P5P. And when you're looking at B6, it's one of the main cofactors that actually make a big difference when stabilizing brain chemistry. Another one is L-theanine, T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E. L-theanine plays a big role as well. And cod liver oil. Cod liver oil has omega-3 fats, not the gel caps. You want to actually use the oil. And you can handle about a teaspoon twice a day. But now they're making cod liver oil where it doesn't taste that bad. It all depends on, obviously, who makes it. But they're putting rosemary in there. It kind of cuts the fish taste. And makes a big difference. But the omega-3 fats, the vitamin A and vitamin D are the best for stabilizing the brain chemistry, especially with what he's been going through. So those are a couple of things that will help. I would get started on that and see how he does. Of course, you know, obviously stay in touch with his doctors, but the GABA is the one. That's the one when they're given the medications, they work on stabilizing that. And there's a couple of other neurotransmitters that they're working with, but for the most part, you're looking at stabilizing GABA levels. You keep those stable, and it should keep him away from the seizure activity. And, yes, most kids do grow out of it. That is true. But the seizures he would be going through now is something that obviously wants to be avoided as much as possible. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Let's go to Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, darling. What's up?
Well, I'm just wondering. I have some recurrent dizziness and or vertigo going on, and I've been told there's not a lot that can be done about it. And
yeah.
The doctor has me on some Valium and you know, stuff like that, because Valium, I guess, is good for some of that, too. But so do you have any ideas?
Well,
I did have a car accident way back when. And
okay, there you go. That's where I was going.
Yeah. You know, I broke a jaw way back when I was 20 or so.
Yeah. But when you broke the jaw, is that when it started, or did it start much later?
Actually, it wasn't my jaw. It was my cheekbone. But it started later, much later.
Okay. When you had the accident, did you go see anyone or just go to the emergency room? They took some x-rays and that was it?
Stayed overnight in the hospital because it knocked me out and they just observed me. And then I ended up with some TNJ and stuff like that. And that's better now. But the allergies seem to be worse. We moved back to Oregon from Florida and allergies are worse here. So it seems like if I keep my nose straightened out, then I don't end up having so much ear problems. But I did have them evaluated one time and they said I had vestibular neuropathy.
Sure.
In both ears. I'm not even sure what that is, but they said there was nothing you can do about it. And I wondered if you had any ideas besides taking the Valium.
There's a couple things. Yeah, definitely Valium is something you don't want to have to take for the rest of your life. That would not be a way to live. Yeah, I get that. Well, okay, three sides to the body. There's the mental side. That's your brain chemistry, your neurotransmitters, and your subconscious mind. And this is what we call the health triangle in natural medicine. You've got the mental side, then you've got the chemical side, and that's all your body physiology, the heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, how all the different organ systems function. And then you've got the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves, because they make everything work. The nerves are like the power cords of the body. If they're not working right, nothing in the body is going to work right. So that's where you want to start. You want to make sure that with the structural side, bones, muscles, nerves, that's how you originally injured yourself. When you had the car accident,
mm-hmm.
right, it crushed your cheekbone.
Right.
And the blow to your head was enough to cause a lot of trauma into the spine, the cervical spine.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they did the x-rays to make sure there was nothing that was broken. Now,
right.
just because something's not broken doesn't mean it didn't get shifted around to a place that it didn't need to. The neuropathy they're talking about is more of an inflammation of the nerve.
Okay.
And so when you have something like that happen, it causes the breakdown of the nerve. But the nerves go from the base of the neck into the inner ear and all throughout areas of the brain and, of course, into the skull and the superficial areas like the skin. But the challenging thing about neuropathies is that it can cause things like vertigo. It can cause pain. It can cause a lot of the symptoms that you've had. And the way to support that is by using vitamin B6. Now, I always talk about B6 in a version of pyridoxal 5-phosphate or P5P, but there's another one called pyridoxine. Pyridoxine is the best supplement. It's a vitamin, obviously, but it works well for shutting down any type of neuropathy that might be in the body. So literally 1,000 milligrams of that twice a day of the pyridoxine would be enough to be helpful in your situation. It really would. So that's just one thing.
And that wouldn't interfere with the Valium,
No.
And I could eventually just ease off of that, right?
Don't know if you can ease off the Valium yet, but that's just one thing that's going to help with the neuropathy.
After that, I could ease off of it.
It's possible, yes. So, but the Valium, I'll tell you another alternative to the Valium. It's not going to be as powerful, but it still works fairly well, and that is valerian root. And you can use valerian root at night. You don't want to do it in the morning, typically, unless you have a lot of anxiety. But valerian root's really good at doing the same type of things that Valium does. It's just not as strong. But you can take it at night before you go to bed. It really relaxes the nervous system, keeps the body under control with stress, and it works very well. So that's another thing to look into. But with vertigo, I want to finish up by telling you that the structural part of the body, right, the bones, muscles, nerves, when you take that blow in that car accident, because that really is the place where they can get in, they can do a full assessment of your neck, see exactly where the C1 and C2 bones are, if they've gone out of place, if there's any degeneration in the little disc in between the bones, such as C2, C3, any of those areas that can be affecting the inner ear. And once you've had that evaluated and really see where they're going with it, I think that's going to put you and set you up in a good place to find the healing you're looking for and to help your body get well. But even though you had the accident years ago, the after effects, if it never got corrected, that's what you're dealing with right now. The other thing that can help with any type of vertigo and the dizziness that you've been experiencing is you can also use high levels of manganese. Manganese works well, about 100 milligrams three times a day. It works hand in hand with potential of ringing in the ears, but especially with vertigo.
Danger.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Scripture for the day comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. It says, I can do everything in Christ who gives me strength. Not just some things, but you can do everything. If you put your trust in Him, the one that made you, He's the great physician anyway, the one that custom designed you. Watch what He'll do with your life. Watch the strength that He can give you when you're going through the toughest of times, because He is the same on the highest mountaintop as He is in the deepest valley. Just got to learn to put your trust in Him. Don't put your trust in other people, other doctors, other physicians, especially when you're going through health challenges. Put your trust in Him. He's the one that made all of us anyway, and He always knows best. This is Dr. Asa on call. Now we're going to go to John. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa. I got a problem with my, a few nights ago I was sitting in my recliner, and when I get up to go to bed, all of a sudden I got a muscle spasm from my knee all the way up to my groin area where that main artery runs.
Okay.
It felt like somebody had crammed a 3/4-inch water hose up my leg there, and it just locked up on me. And I got to the bedroom, and I went to lay down, and I started having chills. I was shaking all over like I was cold. And, you know, it's been real hot. But I got real hot that day at work, you know, doing some heavy lifting and stuff. And I just wondered if I had a deficiency or something, or if it was a something to do with my circulation or something like that.
Did it hurt, or did it just cramp?
Oh, it's like a bad muscle cramp. I mean, it just locked down on me. It was bad.
And then it released about how long before it actually just let up?
I had to lay down on the bed, and then my wife took some warm, damp cloths and laid over it. And I guess it lasted 5 or 10 minutes, and then it kind of relaxed and went away.
Okay.
But all during this time, I was having I felt like I got real cold, and I was shaking. I had to cover up. And even when I went to talk, it was like my speech was kind of slurring or something.
You have any heart disease in your family?
My father had a stroke when he was in his 60s.
Okay. And what is your age right now?
56.
Okay. So, no heart disease. That you're not taking any medications for any kind of heart issues, high blood pressure, nothing?
I haven't had any health problems except one time I had a kidney stone when I was in my 40s.
Okay. And that's about it.
Well, I did have a little blockage one time, and they put me in the hospital for that, but they were able to knock it loose with that, what you call the heparin?
Yes.
Or whatever. Because the doctor said, means I never had smoke or anything, it would be, I'd had a better chance. They didn't have to do any kind of surgery or anything.
That's good. That's good. Well, a couple things is what it could be. The chills afterwards, I mean, that could just be your body reacting to it. I mean, the one thing I would do, have you been to see a doctor yet?
I haven't been to a doctor in quite a while.
All right, this is what you need to do, because I'm a big, big advocate of seeing your primary care physician once a year, no matter what. And I'm even a bigger fan of having a full panel of blood work done every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why, because the body regenerates every day. I talk about that a lot. But our blood cells and our body, as far as the red blood cells go, they die off, and brand new blood cells form every 90 to 120 days. So if we go even 2 years and don't have any blood work done, don't get evaluated, just kind of say, well, I'm good, I'll just, if something breaks, I'll go in and get it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Then your blood has turned over so many times in a 2-year period, then you really don't know where you are. And preventative medicine is where you can catch things way before they come down the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
So in your situation, it could be something as simple as something going on or something with a mineral deficiency like calcium, magnesium, potassium. Or it could be something as serious as a heart condition or a serious vascular condition. So, especially with your history of a small blockage before, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if that could be something that's coming down the pipeline for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to scare you. It's to just alert you that, you know, our bodies are fragile. We know that. And we have to have a good head coach, someone to oversee you on a regular basis to know what's going on. And that's why the diagnostic testing is so important. And that's why getting a good baseline of where you are and what your health is important. And I think it'd be important to your doctor. So my encouragement to you right now is to go get testing done, get some blood work done, and go talk to your primary care physician about it and get some things figured out. In the meantime, I will tell you this. The minerals that you need to replace just to see and make sure that it doesn't come back again,
mm-hmm.
because if it was muscle cramp related, if it was something as simple as that, typically it's calcium. That's number one. Second would be magnesium, and third would be potassium,
mm-hmm.
in that order. Those three are the culprits. But those are, they're called ionic minerals or minerals, and we get deficient in those. I mean, if you're outside working, and if you're, you know, just lifting and kind of working all day in the heat,
mm-hmm.
it would be easy for your body to respond with, you know, leaching out those minerals and kind of getting mineral deficient through that. So it's definitely a possibility. So you can start taking calcium, magnesium, and also potassium on a regular basis to see how your body responds. You should, I mean, that's, sometimes things like that are a one-time thing, and sometimes they can stick around and linger.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I would start using the supplements there for a little bit and see how the body responds. The other thing I would use is if you're out, you're going to be out in the heat a lot and working, you want to use some type of sodium-based drink, such as a chicken broth or beef broth. You can mix that with water, and that'll give you more natural electrolytes. That can be a great help with that kind of situation. But that's where I'd get start. And let me know how it goes. Please go see your doctor, though, and get all the tests done.
It's another hour in the chart, so I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Dr. Asa. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.